Today we're tackling a lot of questions stemming from the crisis in Iraq. We don't call it the war in Iraq anymore. U.S. troops are no longer there. But after all the blood and treasure we sacrificed there as a country, this is a crisis that definitely has America's attention. And you provided some great questions about Iraq for us to chew on earlier in the show. Keep them coming at facebook.com/PRI the world. Now we're going to try and answer a question we had. Where does a Sunni insurgent group, ISIS, which has overrun much of northern Iraq, where does it get its weapons from? David Axe is a war reporter who happens to specialize in weaponry. He was in Syria last fall. David, when we see some of these images of ISIS fighters, and they've got these bandoliers of bullets over their shoulders, where does that ammunition come from?
There's a number of sources. ISIS, like all Syrian opposition groups, enjoys a strong level of support from Turkey, from Qatar, from Saudi Arabia. What ISIS wants to some extent overlaps with what certain powerful people in some of these Gulf states want, which is, for lack of a better term, a Sunni stan, a sort of homogenous Sunni Muslim state in what is now Syria and Iraq.
Qatar, Saudi Arabia, and Turkey, I thought those countries were friends of the United States, and you're saying they're supplying ISIS with weapons.
The Syria war has made for some interesting relationships. So the money for this weaponry primarily comes from Saudi Arabia and Qatar. The weaponry itself, that's kind of an open question where it actually comes from. The New York Times tracked flights that it claimed were carrying arms that originated, hundreds of them that originated from Qatar and Saudi Arabia, and to a lesser extent from Croatia, where there's a fairly thriving small arms industry with lots of black market ties, to Turkey, from where the arms would flow into Syria over land routes.
So once they have this money, once ISIS has this money, what kind of guns are they buying? What does it get them?
You're talking about fairly lightweight weaponry that there's no shortage of people making these things. Nor is there any shortage of existing stockpiles in places like Syria or Iraq. So if you're not getting it from a state supporter, you can capture this stuff. ISIS is sort of a classic militia group in the sense that it has favored light and easy to support, mobile and easy to hide weaponry over, you know, the heavier stuff that you might see in a government force. It was interesting to see some of the footage that ISIS fighters themselves shot and distributed via YouTube and other,
yeah. What'd you learn
other
from
outlets,
that?
Watching them blow up some of the heavy weaponry that they captured in Western Iraq, M1 tanks, M113 armored personnel carriers, these MRAP heavy armored trucks, I mean, multi-million dollar pieces of equipment that the Iraqi army abandoned in Western Iraq, and ISIS gleefully blew it all up. I think these fighters are well aware that they can't operate and support this stuff.
What about anti-aircraft weapons? Does ISIS have any of those?
Right. So, yes, allegedly. That's the big concern in some world capitals, especially intervention-minded world capitals. The United States has always been very afraid of shoulder-fired anti-aircraft missiles falling into the hands of the Syrian opposition, even
there was an Iraqi government helicopter that was taken out reportedly by insurgents today. Does that suggest that these surface-to-air weapons are already in ISIS hands?
Yes, it's possible. It does suggest that, although with helicopters are kind of notoriously difficult or easy, I'm afraid, to destroy. You know, a single bullet in the right place could bring one down. But if ISIS is shooting down Iraqi aircraft by any means, it's very worrying. If we can confirm that it was a shoulder-fired missile, it's even more worrying because they're much more lethal than a machine gun. There are ways to defeat this kind of weaponry. But if a country like the United States is considering airstrikes, the possible presence of these man-portable air defense systems, they call them man-pads. The possible presence of these man-pads changes America's calculation.
And in what way?
It's a lot more dangerous. You don't want to lose pilots. The prospect of pilots being captured by ISIS is politically terrifying, you know, for American leadership.
Could these man-pads bring down an airliner?
They could on takeoff or landing. there's a ceiling for these kinds of weapons, and it depends on like the how modern the weapon is and how well the operator is trained and their distance from the target. But if you're asking, is there a possibility that these weapons could wind up in the hands of international terrorists? Yes. Yes, there is.
That's reporter David Axe telling us about the weaponry on both sides of the conflict in Iraq. And just to clarify, the official position of the governments of Saudi Arabia, Qatar, and Turkey is that they do not support ISIS.